views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Prescience Life Radio with Mia Simone. Mia is an avant-garde intuitive consultant, visionary, coach, and entrepreneur who guides her daily life using the gifts of her inner being. She is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Establish focus and expand your self-confidence, personal power, and create direction. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. Now here is your host, Mia Simone.
Good morning, everyone. It's such a beautiful day here in West Hollywood. As some of you know, I recently moved from San Francisco, and I just love this city. It's an amazing place to live. And today I'm going to be talking about doubt and kind of how to get unstuck. They're just really quick little tips that are hopefully helpful. I don't think that there's any new knowledge out there. I think it's just kind of reminding ourselves of things. And also, I have once again Amy Morgan.
Hello.
With me. Hi, Amy. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing amazing. She is an intuitive astrologer. And Amy is going to give us the lowdown on the worldwide effects of last night's blood moon lunar eclipse. Did I get that right?
You did. It was perfect.
It's a mouthful. And I've heard that there are lots of major prophecies connected with this event. And I've come to really trust Amy's insights into my own life. I think she's really amazing, and I'm really grateful for her as a friend and a confidant and a guidance here. And so she's going to be telling us what that means for us. And for right now, I also wanted to announce the upcoming Science and Non-Duality Conference, which is October 22nd. And it lasts for 4 or 5 days. It's in San Jose. And as many of you know, I live for that conference. Look it up. It's a Science and Non-Duality. If you Google that, you'll get all of the information. It's really an amazing event with just many amazing speakers there. I wanted to talk a little bit today about doubt. And oftentimes I'll talk about things that are going on in my own life. And lately I've had nothing but doubt. I love Los Angeles, but I had a lot of doubts about moving here, and things didn't go quite as expected, even though I'm really happy here. It wasn't what I had expected. And so I really started looking at, like, what is causing this and why do I feel so stuck? And it turns out that self-doubt can really snag us. And if we just take a moment and kind of check in with ourselves and connect and ask what's causing our self-doubt or who is causing our self-doubt, chances are it's a really easy way to become unstuck from things. I looked up the definition of doubt, and I thought it was some interesting, it's a feeling of uncertainty or lack of conviction, which I thought was really interesting because I noticed that doubts start to creep in my life and projects when I'm not really committed to something full-heartedly. So that's something I check in with myself. Am I really committed to making this happen? And some of the synonyms are uncertainty, indecision, hesitation, confusion, insecurity, hesitancy, irresolution was one of them, and lack of resolution or lack of decision, lack of purpose or vacillation, going back and forth. So I kind of check in with myself and again ask myself, do I have conviction in what I'm doing here? And the oldest definition for doubt, believe it or not, was fear or to be afraid of. So oftentimes I kind of include that in my doubt, like who or what am I afraid of? And most often it comes back to me. And just, you know, making a commitment. And I ask myself, you know, people I hang around, are they good for me? How do I feel after I've been hanging out with them? Do I feel good? And if I consistently start to go into doubt, or I feel that I've been invalidated in some way, or someone isn't supporting my dream, I tend to take a step back from the friendship, because I find that people can often throw us into doubt quicker than almost anything. And it brings me to one of my favorite stories about the demon of Pazuzu, who was in The Exorcist, which the 1970s version was a very scary movie. And I was watching that one night and realized how easily the demon Pazuzu controlled the younger priest. The elder priest said, don't listen to the demon because he'll fill your minds with doubt. And how easily he was able to prey upon his mind, because he had so many doubts about how he'd handle the death situation with his mother passing. And it's because he was a good person that he could put him into all that doubt. And when we're taking that step back and really questioning ourselves, it really does make us very ineffective, and it interferes, you know, with our life, and it can create havoc. So always be cautious about who you hang out with, and make a commitment each day to alleviate doubt, just to meditate, even if it's just for a couple minutes, and reevaluate the information we're working with, and just consistently make a new commitment every single day. And knowledge is power. Know yourself. It's really important. And the other thing is, I was in the middle of reading a book called Living the Full Catastrophe by Jon Kabat-Zinn, PhD. And it's interesting, in the introduction here, he talks about the movie Zorba the Greek. And I don't know if you're all familiar with that novel. It was written by a Greek man whose name I cannot pronounce. And, you know, someone asked Zorba the Greek, you know, has he ever been married? And Zorba replied, you know, am I not a man? Of course I've been married, wife, house, kids, everything, the full catastrophe. And in it, he goes on to describe, it was not meant to lament. It doesn't mean that being married or having children is a catastrophe. That Zorba's response embodies a supreme appreciation for the richness of life and the inevitability, that's a tough word, of all its dilemmas, sorrows, tragedies, and ironies. And his way is to dance in the gale of the full catastrophe, to celebrate life, to laugh and in it at himself, even in the face of personal failure and defeat. In doing so, he's never weighed down for long, never ultimately defeated, either by the world or by his own considerable folly. And I thought that that was really interesting, and it really touched me in a deep place, because we are all trying to kind of manage the full catastrophe of our lives, and, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, and trying to understand self-doubt and sort of work with that. And while it may never be fully eliminated, just to work with it and do the best that you can, but continue to believe in yourself and go after what you want. Make that commitment. Amy, do you have anything to add to that? I'm going to let you talk about the blood moon on our next segment. Do you have anything to add to that?
It's very interesting that you brought up the whole concept of doubt, because the full moon rather was in the constellation of Pisces. So Pisces, actually, the dark side of it talks all about insecurity and self-doubt. The light side of Pisces is intuitive and emotional and creative and artistic. And the aspect of doubt is tied in with that eclipse, because the whole concept of this eclipse was to find health, to find clarity, to move past lies and illusion. So tying in doubt, fear, and then illusion, if one is able to remove the illusion that there is anything but, you know, divine creation at work, then we're no longer afraid. If we have faith and trust in the creator, in the divine happenings, and we are in balance and in alignment with that, then our doubt subsides or our fear subsides. And that's kind of the whole concept of this eclipse, was to really work through our own issues of denial, of lack of health, of lack of focus, and really moving beyond this place where we've been kind of lying to ourselves and thinking that we are small and separate, when in fact we are all one and a part of the big picture that's going on. So you bringing up doubt, I don't think that there's any coincidence about that.
Yeah, it's just so interesting, and kind of looking at my own self-doubt. And one of the things that I've also really been working with is just the amount of energy that I spend kind of in my mind and emotionally, like reacting to different things, and it, you know, how it just like brings up one thing after the other. And before I know it, you know, I've gone off on this like mind tangent of the things that happened in the past and dredging up the past and, you know, things that I wish I could change and all sorts of things. You know, so I'm trying to be conscious just kind of each moment and just what's occurring in my life at that moment. And, you know, it doesn't mean that not to ever think about the past or the future, but just really being conscious of how am I spending my energy. Okay, we're going to have to go to break here for a few minutes, but we'll be back in a couple minutes after these commercials. And thank you so much for listening.
Preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Ali Katz. Join Ali and Dr. Pat as Ali introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Ali, visit livemoreradio.com.
Put a little woohoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome back. You're listening to Mia Simone with Prescience Life and Amy Morgan. And Amy was just talking about the blood moon. And if you would like a free reading today, please call in to 800-930-2819. And you can have a question if you'd like. We're opening up the lines. Again, that's 800-930-2819. You can ask anything you like. It doesn't have to be what we're talking about. I'm Mia Simone, and my website is prescience.life.com. And if you think of the word pre-science, then life.com. My number is 310-409-0333. And Amy Morgan, who's with us again today, she can be reached at 310-227-6184, and her website is astrologybyamy.com. She is only available for phone readings and some limited availability for private events for tarot cards. And I think she's an amazing astrologer as well as a tarot card reader, definitely. And also, I just wanted to remind everyone of the Science and Non-Duality Conference coming in October 22nd. There's some really amazing speakers there. Deepak Chopra is just one of probably 100 or, 150 readers. And it's just, I look forward, I live for that conference every year. It's in San Jose, and it's the most amazing conference where it merges physics and non-duality, which is basically the art of being in meditation, and it's just so amazing. And Amy is going to continue now telling us what to expect from the eclipse and the blood moon. I'm really excited about this, Amy.
Hi. Well, it's very interesting. The whole concept of the blood moon is really because it appears so orange in space, so it's not a prophecy saying everybody's going to die or any of that, one-sidedness. But it's very interesting that it's the fourth consecutive one, and it's basically finishing up a cycle of Virgo and Pisces eclipses. The north node is the direction that the entire globe is really looking at. It's the north node of the moon. It's not actually a planet, but it's a point in astrology. It's north and south nodes. South node is in Pisces. Well, the eclipse are always in alignment with these nodes. The nodes are last for about 18 months. So we have another 3 months of north node in Virgo, which means the next 3 months combined with the effects of this past lunar eclipse are really an opportunity for us to pinpoint what it is about our life, our daily habits, our health, our focus of concentration that we want to amplify. What is it that we are really kind of claiming as our structure? And by doing that and taking action, what you're going to do is be able to peel back layers of consciousness within your own self. So for example, if you decide to focus on meditation, if you decide to focus on your nutrition, decide to focus on, healing your body, what you're going to do is amplify that intention and remove the old habits, remove the old emotional baggage, remove the old karmic patterns that you've been carrying throughout your life. This is a huge opportunity for people to really narrow down what has been their roadblock and get that roadblock out of your life. Now, of course, it affects everybody differently. It's going to affect you based on where that eclipse has happened in your life. If it happens, for example, in the first house with the north node in the first house, it's almost like you need to redefine everything about yourself, where you're living, where you're working, how you're introducing yourself to people. Or if it happens, the north node is in the second house, you're going to really need to look at your income and your finances. You're going to really need to probably be on a tighter budget than you've been on, but in reducing your budget and making those choices to cut out, you know, unnecessary expenses, you'll be able to sustain a much healthier financial foundation for yourself. So the concept of health, getting rid of the things that are unnecessary, and really figuring out how that's going to affect you personally based on where the eclipses are happening in your own house, is really what the next 3 months of this year are about. Now, on a global level, once this north node shifts out of Virgo and taps into Leo, because the north node moves backwards through the astrological signs, this is the first time this has happened since 1979. The north node will be conjunct with Jupiter, and that hasn't happened since 1979. So there's going to be quite a bit of action taken in 2016. 2015 has really been about refining, finding out the solutions to problems, finding out, you know, the best course of action.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've noticed that quite a lot just in my own clients, and people are coming in this year and they're kind of in the same process I am of just reevaluating like their entire lives and kind of how they fit into their businesses and, you know, just how they can move forward. And I totally agree with you, and just intuitively, that 2016 is going to be all about action and moving forward and really going after what you want and eliminating obstacles, which I find again are mostly inner obstacles or self-doubt that we encounter. And it's interesting how you're talking about health and, you know, finances and all of those things, and just keeping those in balance, because as you know, I suffer from a chronic health condition, which is one of the most painful conditions in the entire world. It's complex regional pain syndrome, or RSD, reflex sympathetic dystrophy. And, you know, my health, it affects me so often to where it just wears me down, and just trying to manage that illness, and also just to maintain the confidence that I can overcome this illness, which Amy has really been instrumental in just kind of, you know, dropping me little bits of encouragement. And I know 2016 is going to be action for everyone, and or most everyone, and moving ahead.
Well, it will definitely be an interesting year. I think that we're going to see a tremendous amount of truths coming to the surface in the next 3 months. That's a lot of what this eclipse is about too. Everything that's been hidden from both public and personal issues will really begin to surface. So that's where, once that truth gets out, action's a lot easier to take.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. And if we just knowing the truth of ourselves, as you mentioned, and, you know, knowledge is invaluable. And what I'm finding is really when I'm just kind of evaluating myself and my spirit, my soul, and, it, you know, is this something that I really enjoy living in and being with? And I want to be really good to myself, because I'm really recognizing how we really are powerful beings of a unified field of consciousness. And we really do affect everyone and everything around us and all beings. And that's, you know, incredible. And, you know, when I'm feeling good and not so incredible, when I'm not, and kind of just learning how to balance that out and create and to leave the world with a good impression and leaving it a little bit better place than, you know, when we came onto the earth.
That sounds, you know, that's what I think everybody is shooting for. And the interesting thing about this eclipse was that the North Node was really being squared off by Pluto. So people are making some really drastic changes in their lives. And I think that it's a good thing that they're making these changes. It's just figuring out a way to make change less painful for people. And I think that really gets down to doubt. So instead of doubting, you know, the change, is not doubting what you're letting go of, but just letting go of it and leaping and
walking
trusting.
Anew. Absolutely. And we're going to have to go to break. Thank you so much. We're going to be taking our caller, Jenny, from Seattle, and she has a question. We're going to be taking that call when we come back from break. Thank you so much for listening.
Preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Hi, Jenny. Welcome to the show. Oh. How are you doing today?
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call. Much of what you're talking about, I can relate to. So I'm
good.
Really excited to hear your show.
I'm so happy to hear that. Yeah, and you have a question about a significant other?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, and did you want to just give us what the question is briefly? And just since we're under a time crunch here.
Oh, okay. Well, husband passed away in 2015, and I really wasn't sure at that time that I was going to ever get married again, but I think I'm open to it now, and I just wondered if the timing is right.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You're wondering if you're going to be married again in the future. Yes, definitely. May I ask, how old are you today? I'm sorry.
37.
They asked for, never mind. I'm so sorry. That's Amy's doing the astrology end of it. Okay. Never mind. You will be, and I'm getting, it's interesting because I'm getting within the next 3 years that you're actually going to, be married within the next 3 years. And I really feel like this will be a very long-term marriage for the rest of your life. And that there'll be quite a lot of happiness involved in that marriage. And I really feel like it's interesting because I feel like it's going to be like a new sense of home for you, almost like reigniting a new passion within you or a new sense of home, because I do feel this will be very different from your other marriage, but it will bring happiness and joy just in a very different way. But I think it will almost like in a sense of you being a new you and kind of highlight many of the qualities I think in your life that have maybe gone unnoticed. And I feel like it may take you into a new career and possibly to living in a new area in the country. Amy, did you have anything to add to that?
Yes. Well, Jenny, you're going through a lot right now just in laying your birth chart with what's going on, and those eclipses just happened in your house of health as well as in your subconscious mind. So and 2016 marks for you a huge completion of cycles in your life. So starting on your birthday next year, you are going to have so many it's like all your dreams come true. Everything that you've been going through for the past year, 18 months has been all setting up. Like Mia said, I do definitely see a new career opportunities for you, major changes. You have strong ties to photography and health. So somehow combining that, whether it's doing documentaries or working, in the health industry with digital media, there's a big part of your life that's tied in with that. And in terms of really finding the second relationship, you have your north node in Pisces right on the cusp of the house of health and partnership. So for you, being married twice was kind of, there was no way you were going to get out of that. It was almost like you knew that you were going to have this double commitment in your life, because Pisces always brings two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you currently self-employed, or is this something you've been considering? I do feel like in your new career that you'll be self-employed and completely self-sufficient. And I don't know, if after your husband passed, if you were doing grievance counseling or, offering that to others, but I also feel like there's going to be something along those lines that you're doing. You're standing and speaking up and kind of helping guide people, I think, through the process of life, or as I was putting it earlier, kind of the full catastrophe and kind of everything that can happen to us and how we respond to it really is how our future turns out. And we have so much more control over our future than what we know. But is this something you were considering or that you've ever thought of, or perhaps writing a book about this?
It's something that I am eager to do. I just haven't stepped out to take that, to act on that. So I am currently employed, but it's something I would really like to do.
Yeah, I think you would be so amazing at that. And I really feel that your grief and loss, that's and how you can make the best of it and almost make it also the passion that you experience in life and welcome in your life and helping to support others while they go through that and grow. And I think that would be an amazing and lucrative career for you as well. just in maybe considering writing about your experience. And I wish we had time to cover it today, because I feel like there's like a really a lot of special circumstances around what happened in your situation. And, you know, it feels like you really got put through quite a lot just in that. And, you know, it really changed your life, obviously, and made you go through a lot of doubt and shifts in your life. And you really are coming full circle and learning to live again and to welcome life. And so, yeah, I think that would be amazing career for you. Does that answer your question?
Oh my gosh, more than answered my question. Thank you so much for your work. That's just so helpful to me. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and you have an awesome day. Thank you so much. We're going to be taking Ron next, and Ron, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm here
How
in
are you?
Seattle.
Hi.
Hello.
What are you up to today? What question do you have?
Well, I have this one interest in this lady, and I was just wondering if I should ask her out.
And, absolutely, yes, of course. It's interesting because I was feeling like there was, you know, someone either around you currently that you know or that you've made contact with already. A lot of times I notice that when I see that, sometimes people are online and, you know, somebody is like watching them or something. But it does feel like you're going to be in a great relationship with someone that you've, you know, either connected with in that way online. As you know, our minds are non-local, and, you know, we make those connections energetically first, always, and our auras are kind of always interacting with our future, regardless of whether or not we're conscious of it. But yeah, it's either this woman or someone else that's close to you that you're going to have an amazing relationship with, and definitely. And I feel like there's something about this summer coming up, and I don't know if there's going to be like some big trip planned or something that involves the outdoors or something really fun, but it feels like this relationship will happen in time, or this coming summer, that there's going to be something really significant about that. Amy, did you have anything to add to that?
Well, it's very interesting, Ron, because you, in your birth chart, you have Venus exactly next to the South Node in Leo, and Jupiter within the next 7 to 10 days is going to pass directly over that. So what you're feeling right now and connecting with is some intense past life connection that you've had with past loves. So the people that you're going to be connecting with in the next 2 to 3 months in terms of personal relationship are relationships that you've had before, as if you've not just this life, but if you've known the person before. So they're very, very intense karmic relationships. And it does look like they're going to be very permanent because of the way that the North Node is setting up. So I believe before, well, definitely by the end of the year, you should be in relationship. But by next year, I wouldn't be surprised if you were considering marriage or permanent commitment to this person.
Does that answer your question, Ron?
Well, it's the only fear. I'm a Cancer and she's a Libra.
Well, you are a Cancer, but just looking at the sun sign isn't nearly enough, because you're actually born in the year of Pisces, and Pisces and Libra are incredibly compatible. So do you know her birth date exactly?
Do not know. I know it's coming up. I think September or October 18th or 19th.
October 18th or 19th. Well, yeah. I think that it will be a very, very strong connection you have with this woman. And like Mia said, if it's not this woman who ends up being the long-term commitment, there is a profound long-term commitment that is really right around the corner for you that will be probably with you for the rest of your life.
All right. Well, I'll just carry it in my heart and find the one that's right.
Well, it feels like there's some things that you're clearing out here, either from an old relationship or someone who was very attacking and insulting to you or putting you down, or it may have actually been a work relationship or a romantic relationship. But...
No, that's the lady that I know now, and she puts me down all the time and everything.
Yeah, that it talk about self-doubt and, you know, Ron, I think that you're an amazing person. What I get from you is that there's a lot of stability there. You're kind and thoughtful, and you know that you're just what we call a good egg, or what we used to refer to as a good egg. And I feel like it's not going to take you much to make you happy, but just someone who doesn't attack you and put you down. And so you're definitely going to be moving away from that and having and sharing happiness in your life. So just know that, because I feel like you're kind of done with that and done with doubting yourself and being attacked like that. So,
yeah, I just became a realtor and I'm enjoying it very much. So thank you for taking my call.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a great day. Well, we're going to be going to break here. I'm Mia Simone with Amy Morgan, and we're doing readings. If you'd like to call in, our number is 800-930-2819. Please call in with a question if you'd like to. Hope to hear from you. We're going to break.
Preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Do you want more sales, stronger relationships, a better work-life balance? If you answered yes, then you don't want to miss out on this one-of-a-kind event that will impact your life forever. Finish 2015 strong and make 2016 your best year in business ever.
Connie Fife, host of Masters Chambers, is sending you a special invitation to the Sales and Leadership Summit, November 4th in Newport Beach, California. Join Connie and sales expert Todd Novak to recharge, motivate, and focus.
Don't miss your chance to get in on this one-of-a-kind event and skyrocket your business for 2016. Wednesday, November 4th at the Island Hotel in Newport Beach, California. Lunch, parking, takeaway tools, and workbooks included. Visit slsevent.com. That's slsevent.com to learn more and register your spot at the Sales and Leadership Summit today. The new era of financial planning is upon us, where it is just as important to focus on your inner wealth game as it is your outer wealth game. Wouldn't you like to be in the forefront of this new groundbreaking financial movement? Lynn Brown, award-winning financial planner, energy coach, and international radio host, will share real, actionable money wisdom infused with empowering tips, fear-busting exercises, and money-growing magnetism. Aren't you ready to create your fully financially healthy life? Join Lynn for this free 2-hour full-spectrum financial planning workshop in Bellevue, Washington on October 8th or October 13th from 6 to 8 p.m. Space is limited and will fill up fast, so call Lynn today at 425-372-4749. That's 425-372-4749. Light food and beverages will be included. See you there!
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Good morning. You're listening to Mia Simone with Prescience Life and Amy Morgan. We're doing intuitive and astrology readings here and talking about doubt and how the eclipse is affecting everyone and kind of what's to come. And we're going to be talking to Lee from Bothell, Washington. Hello, Lee, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Wonderful. This is really exciting.
Have you ever had a reading before or ever talked to an astrologer?
I did a phone reading about 15 years ago in Phoenix.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. And let's see, you were born in Hibbing, Minnesota. Is that? Okay. Wow. At midnight. That's pretty intense. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure when my birthday is, whether it's the 23rd or the 24th, because it's midnight. And they signed it as the 24th, but my mom said they pushed it ahead, and I don't know who to believe.
Wow. Well, that's pretty amazing in and of itself. What can we do for you today? What question would you like answered?
Well, I guess I have two questions. One of them basically is my career. Where is it going to take me?
Okay. And what's your other question?
Whether there's going to be a partner in my life.
Love, of course. Of course there is. Yeah, definitely. Just, you know, and I really feel that I feel like you've been sort of pondering this for a while and kind of, it's interesting because some part of you feels like there's, you know, you don't deserve this, or you wonder, I think how, and it's interesting because I don't necessarily view you as someone who has low self-esteem or anything, but I think that you're just wondering if you're worthy or, you know, how you could be loved and in what way. It feels like it may not be so familiar to you recently, but I do feel like there's a romance coming up. And it's interesting because I'm getting a timeline of a year. Now, having said that, time doesn't really exist. It's just a, you know, conventional agreement. So there's a possibility that it could be much sooner, but it does feel like you're going to make a connection. Amy, I'm going to let you take the career one.
Okay.
But yeah, I definitely feel that there's going to be love in your life coming up. And it's maybe meeting this individual around Christmas. I don't feel like it's anyone that you currently know or have met. And yeah, it just feels like you're preparing yourself for it. And Amy, do you have any insights about her career?
Yes. In terms of your work, you actually have Jupiter and Saturn. So Jupiter is finances, Saturn is work, in Aries in the seventh house. So you, and with a Libra rising, even though you're always looking for that to work with a partner, you actually will do well with a partner, but you need to be the leader of the two. You're a very sensitive person, so there's a part of you that will let the other person lead, but really, if you can find someone to work with that will let you be in charge, and then that person will be your support system, with that all kicking up, you should actually feel like you're beginning to start a new business. And it would be a really interesting thing for you to get involved with in terms of doing something something that relates to art or something that relates to organization and combining that. So if you're interested in starting a new business, right now is kind of an excellent time to springboard that business, but you'll do best in that business if you have start your own business, but you have to do it with a friend and somebody that you trust and somebody that's not going to try and take the reins. You're the person who needs to kind of be the masculine role in the business partnership and then let the other person, whether it's a man or a woman, be the supportive partner. So you may have different opportunities and what kind of business that you would like to start, but you will do very well if you I just don't see you working for a different company or working for somebody else. You kind of need to do your own thing, but the real financial benefits come with that when you do it as a team. And there's a part of you that may want to do that with a personal relationship, but as a woman in a personal relationship, it will be in conflict because in your personal relationship, you will prefer to be the feminine. However, in business, you need to take the masculine role. So finding somebody to partner with you who will let you take the lead role, you'll find the business will be very financially lucrative for you.
Well, I definitely feel like you have a very intuitive, strong personality for certain. And it's interesting because I feel like in some ways you, and I mean this in the very best way, that you make things go your way, kind of when you really put your mind to it, you want that, like you make things go your way. And so I would think with you, probably anything would be possible. I feel like you're incredibly strong person. And yeah, it feels like you're just really intuitive, that you have incredible insights into group dynamics and dynamics. And I would think probably sometimes you get a little bit more information about people than what you're comfortable with. I don't think anyone's going to be able to get anything over on you. And I think that sometimes, you know, people... I in no way are you trying to be intimidating or anything, but I think sometimes people just tend to back away from the truth, or it comes too close to them. Sometimes I think when you're interacting with people, and I think that you're working on accepting that part of yourself and just, you know, being with it and letting it be okay for you to be honest, you know, with people and to be open with them in many ways. I also feel like there's going to be a lot of new friendships in your life coming up, and people who view you kind of more in your full potential and not in some role of just there to do things for them, but it feels like they're going to be viewing you in your fullest potential and in your life. Thank you. So we're going to have to close down here in a minute. Thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. Good luck to you, Lee. And we're going to be signing off here in a minute. I just wanted to remind everyone that if you're interested, or you can just Google it, the Science and Non-Duality Conference coming up in late October is coming up, and that's a tremendous opportunity to, you know, be in a place with 100 or so different speakers that are all equally incredible and have insights into science and intuition and the human potential, and really amazing. I'm Mia Simone. My website is prescienclife.com, and that's just the word prescience and then life.com. My number is 310-409-0333. And Amy Morgan is the astrologer. She's at 310-227-6184. She's available for some limited private events and for phone readings. And I'm available for phone, Skype, or in-person readings in my West Hollywood office. So if you'd like to come see me, please give me a call. I would love to see you. And I'm wishing everyone a very happy day, a happy life. Don't let yourself go into doubt. Make a commitment to you. Make a commitment to yourself, and remember to reevaluate it frequently and always believe in yourself. Don't ever give up, and find somebody who can help support you and connect with you and help you live in your dream. Life is too short to not live in our potential. This is Mia Simone signing off, and thank you so much, everyone.
You've been listening to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Listen live to Prescience Radio with host Mia Simone and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.